As we heard earlier this week, Mormons around the world welcomed a new president. 93-year-old Russell M. Nelson is the new leader of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints following the death of its previous president earlier this month. Over the last few years, there have been a number of issues the church has been pressured to address, including its stance on openly LGBTQ members and whether or not women can hold the priesthood and positions of leadership. The show's Lauren Gilger talked about this via Skype with Brindis Roberts, one of the leaders of Ordain Women, an organization committed to advocating for women's ordination in the LDS Church. There's no indication the new president will make any moves toward allowing women to be ordained, but there are also smaller steps toward gender equality that Roberts says she and others are fighting for within the church, and she's hopeful the new president presents new opportunities. Lauren started by asking Roberts to explain what the priesthood means in the Mormon faith and what it is they're asking for from church leaders.
The priesthood is the authority to act for God, and it is also coupled with the authority to administer the church, so that all of the offices, whether on the local level or the intermediate level or in Salt Lake, all of those offices have to be held by people who hold the priesthood. Because the priesthood is only held by men, then that necessarily means that all of those people have to be men. What we are advocating, what we believe, is that there is much work to be done, and we do not believe that our heavenly parents intended for 50% of the workers to not be able to participate fully. And so we are advocating, we are asking, we are requesting, we are beseeching our leaders to go to our heavenly parents in prayer and to present our concerns. And we believe that the answer will be that women should be ordained.
And you're doing this from within the church. You're still a member of the church, correct?
Yes, I am.
Why do you think that's an important way to go about this from within?
Well, first of all, it shows that we have a vested interest in what we're doing. We have skin in the game, so to speak. I'm actually a convert to the church. So I think the fact that we are still in the church, even though we feel very strongly that there are inequities in the church, I think that lends credence to our voices. And I think that lets our leaders know just how serious and how committed we are to these issues.
So as a part of this movement that has been asking for these very significant changes in the church, what does it mean to you that there is a new church president now?
It means several things. First, because I am an optimist, a change in the president, in the prophet, means that there is a new person to talk to and to reach out to and to ask, to beseech about all of these things. It also means that if any of us had become discouraged because we had not seen changes happening as quickly as we thought they would happen, maybe we will be inspired to raise our voices even more and speak out even more so as to make sure that this new presidency fully understands that these issues are not going to go away, that making a few concessions, such as lowering the missionary age and for women and some of the other things that have been done, that those changes are not going to speak to the core issue and that we really are here to stay.
So Kate Kelly, who is one of the founders of the Ordain Women movement, was excommunicated rather famously for beliefs like these. And I wonder, do you think that there's space for this kind of change and for people like you within the church?
Yes, I do believe that. Now, do I have any predictions as to how long this is going to take? No, I do not. And do I have any thoughts that they're not going to be more of us who are disciplined either on a formal basis or on an informal basis? No, I don't think that.
I wonder, as we go forward now and with this new leader, how do you plan to keep advocating for the things that you're advocating for that are controversial at minimum? And especially when this new president who is taking over is by design someone who has been in the church for a very long time and is not necessarily, you know, the new guard.
We are in the process of formulating some plans, some ideas, but we feel energized and invigorated. It was a challenge before. It is in some ways even more of a challenge now, but we feel energized and invigorated, and we will not stop. We will keep on keeping on.
Ordination is obviously your main goal here and your end goal, but I wonder, are there other facets of gender equality that you would like to see happen within the LDS Church as well?
Yes, there are. The practice of local leaders interviewing young girls and young boys behind closed doors with no one else in the room. We would very much like for that practice to end. We would like for there to be equality in funding as between the programs that serve girls as the ones that serve boys. We would like to see women represented in all of the councils at the local level, at the regional level, at the levels in Salt Lake. We would like to see women be allowed to serve as witnesses for baptisms. We would like to see women be allowed to serve as witnesses in sealings. Yes, there are a host of incremental changes that we would advocate for.
All right. Brandis Roberts, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you.
Brandis Roberts is chair of the executive board of Ordain Women, an organization that advocates for the ordination of women in the LDS Church. She was speaking with the show's Lauren Gilger.